This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. My name is Jessie, and I'm here with my co-hosts Carlos and Jack talking about nudism. So we've also got two very special guests with us today, Ben and Luke. Ben is one of the organisers of the Adam Nudists and Naturists social night that takes place here in Melbourne.
Now, Ben, Luke, welcome.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Ben, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how nudism fits into your life so far.
Well, it's sort of something that's gradually crept in over a number of years. And I don't make a big distinction about it, I guess. It's just something that feels natural and that I do. And every opportunity I'm taking my clothes off, whether it's at home or events like Adam or down at the beach.
Yeah.
And it's a natural feeling. It's probably close to something like... Actually, no, it's not at all. I was going to say the Germans have a expression, free body culture. Hmm. And it's much more a part of, you know, the German lifestyle, for instance, naturism, to just do everything with your family, for instance, naked. Whereas in Australia, it's completely different. It's really not part of our culture. It's something that we introduce in, whereas in areas of Europe, it's quite natural.
On that point, Ben, is there a difference between nudists and, as you just mentioned, naturists?
Naturists is probably much more a way of life. So when you speak of naturism, it's a complete way of living.
Like doing things with family, with friends, you just happen to be naked, just normal activities, not
absolutely
necessarily going to the beach or...
And very normalised. Whereas when you think of something like... In Australia, you wouldn't say, oh, I'm going to the naturist beach. You'd be more likely to say, I'm going to the nude beach.
Yeah.
So it's probably an expression of... You know, something a bit more unusual, something introduced. But there's really not a lot of difference. I think, you know, we call it a naturist nude night or nudist night for naturists, and it's much the same thing. It's very interchangeable.
Does nudism or naturism, was there anything that you would particularly associate yourself with? Do you lean to either side or...?
Oh, look, I'd love the idea of having been brought up in a naturist environment. But simply because it's not the way I was brought up, it's something I sort of stand a distance from and look at and think, oh, it would be ideal or lovely to have been brought up with that free body culture feeling. Whereas here, it's, you know, there is an element of it being, you know, a bit more unusual and something you've got to take a step to do and be mindful that it's not always acceptable to live in a naturist environment here.
Yeah, when you immerse yourself in that kind of lifestyle environment, what does it mean to you and how does it make you feel?
Free, a little bit naughty, perhaps.
Now, Luke,
it's always good.
What about yourself? I believe you are kind of a little bit new into the nudist scene, or?
Yeah, I started going to nude events in about January.
Yeah.
I was really unsure of what they would be like, and I discovered that they were quite friendly. It wasn't as predatory as I thought it would be. And over time, became friends with everyone and became more and more comfortable.
What pushed you to go into it in the first place?
Just looking for something new to do.
Yeah.
It's an unusual new thing to do.
It's great.
To most people, probably, to take your clothes off.
Yeah, it is. But over time, it felt more natural. And I guess when you've got friends doing this, it became more of a way of life than a novelty.
I guess we always think of it, you know, the nude beach, going to the beach, there's sun and swimming in sand and surf and heat. But doing a social event is a bit at odds with the one most people would probably think. So... Four marks for your initiative, Ben, and for Luke for dipping your toe into the water, so to speak.
Well,
I mean that nicely.
So having said that, what do you think are the reasons why people get into nudism? I imagine they're varied and it depends on each person, but what are the most popular ones that you have heard from people going to your event?
Very much what Luke just said, you know, wanting maybe to push your boundaries a bit and try something new, do something a little bit different. Adam, we have tried to straddle both worlds. So there's people that come along who would probably genuinely consider themselves naturist. And there are guys that come along because they're looking for a bit of a thrill and a bit of an adventure. And perhaps there's a sexual element to it as well. So trying to balance that is a bit of a challenge because it's something different for everyone. Mm. But we had every week we're seeing newcomers come in who are sort of pushing their boundaries a little bit, and they've been saying, for instance, oh, I've been getting the courage to come, I'm trying to build up the courage to come along, and it's now my first time. At the end of the night, they're saying, oh, it feels so wonderful. I don't know why I didn't push myself to come earlier. Yeah, it's something a little bit different for everyone.
From the sound of it, it seems like it's a lot more of an accepting community than what people from the outside might perceive. Would you say?
Certainly for the people that attend. There's people that are sort of outside the window or outside the
tent. That's what I mean. I mean people like newbies coming in. It sounds like, especially Luke shared earlier, said it felt very welcoming.
Yeah, well, it is very welcoming. And when you strip away your clothes, you really are exposing yourself in many senses. So there's a bit of trust that goes on with the people around you. There is a complete lack of judgment, we hope. But at the same time, there's still something that makes your heart. Every time I go in, my heart beats just a little bit faster going in.
Yeah.
At Joy 94.9, there are approximately 300 volunteers bringing you over 75 shows, 24 hours per day, 7 days a week. That's a lot of facts and figures to take in, but here's one more number for you to think about. 1-300-569-949. That's the number to call to talk to the Joy sales team about becoming a Joy sponsor. One phone call can get your business on air and online, reaching thousands of Joy listeners at a price you can afford. 1-300-JOY-949. That's 1-300-569-949.
You're on Well on Joy 94.9. I'm Jack, and my co-hosts today are Jesse and Carlos, and we're talking to Ben and Luke about nudism. Now, Ben, how do we compare in Australia with the nudist scene in other countries? And apart from Adam, which we'll talk about shortly, what is on offer here in Australia in regard to nudism?
Well, as we were saying a little bit earlier, in Europe, for instance, it's a way of life, it's a lifestyle. So I remember recently driving through Tiergarten in Berlin and looking out the window of the car I was in, and the people were lying naked in the park, and it was completely natural and normal for them to be doing that. In Spain, I'm a pretty regular attendee of the Sitges Bear Week, which happens in September. People from all over the world come into Spain for that. There's a really fabulous nude beach, which, you know, on a good day you'll have 500 people. Lying, well, 500 bears is a lot of bears, but also families, local families travelling from around Europe, and, you know, local Spaniards there, just coming for a day at the beach. Of course, there are clothed beaches as well, where clothing is more optional. In Australia, yeah, it's a much more manufactured scene, if you like. We have to create events, especially for nudism.
They're closing down nude beaches, aren't they? I think there's Campbell Cove is... Maybe it wasn't official, but they're closing that down.
It was one of the prescribed nude beaches.
It was.
And it's a really great shame. It's probably the result, if anything, if we're being politically correct, of saying urban sprawl. So
yes.
They're building houses now right backing up onto the beach. And I think council was arguing that you know, it's probably not the sort of amenity that family wants, having a nude beach. Where we were writing in and saying it's quite the reverse. It's one of the things that makes Melbourne a bit interesting is it's nude culture. It's the most livable city in the world, apparently. This is the sort of thing you probably want more of and be embracing, rather than sort of, you know, closing beaches like Campbell's Cove down.
Yeah, so do you know what some of the laws are in Australia with regards to nudism?
There's no federal law. Each jurisdiction has its own law. In Victoria, we have the Nudity Prescribed Areas Act of 1983, and that's where the minister, in conjunction with local municipalities, mandates which areas can be clothing optional. And I think the legislation says something like, if you are nude in one of the prescribed areas, you won't be liable for, you know, a fine or your summary offence or something like that. So it sort of begrudgingly embraces nudity. I think there's only about 4 prescribed areas. Maybe it's only 3 now. So okay. Point Addis and Point Impossible down near Torquay are both prescribed beaches. Sunnyside is a prescribed beach, and Campbell's Cove was.
Summers,
I can't remember. I think it may be.
And how do you feel about those policies or laws they have around nudism?
Oh, look, I think you'd rather have them than not. It could be a lot more underground. For instance, Port Melbourne's beach, really now called the Perth White Reserve, has been an unofficial nude beach for years. And like I remember going down and just, you know, there's a sea of guys down there in summer. The families are at one end, and the guys tend to go down towards the docks. And people just started taking their clothes off years ago, and it's persisted. And I think from time to time you might get a ranger sort of come down and keep an eye on things that, you know, nothing too untoward is happening. So there is a subculture, if you like.
Yeah.
But it's a shame that we are so heavily restricted with the legislation that says where you can and can't be nude. But I guess we're lucky that we have some and not enough. And it's something that, you know, as a nudist, you want to keep agitating for. Like for Campbell's Cove, we didn't go quietly when they announced that was closing down. But unfortunately, we weren't able to.
Well, I guess we are lucky in Australia. In comparison to many other countries, we're definitely a lot further ahead than most.
Very much so.
Exactly. I've got just a question maybe I would like to direct at Luke, because I just want to say, so what advice could you give our listener who is curious about joining one of the nude events?
Just go for it. I think once you start going, you'll just realise it's really not that bad.
Yeah.
All your worst fears are probably what's going to make it special eventually, and you'll definitely make some stronger bonds than if you don't go.
Sure.
Thank you. Ben, I have a question that I need to ask you, because since I said I was organizing the show, I got a lot of guys who asked me these questions.
Oh, yes. You have to. The obvious burning question that everybody is thinking of.
So what do you do if you get an erection in one of the nudist events?
Well, I got one once, and
just once.
It's quite natural. It's quite normal, really.
It is. For Adam, for instance, in the main sort of social areas, we don't encourage play. Certainly playfulness and, you know, enjoying yourself, but we don't sort of endorse sexual activity in that area. We do have an area for that. But it's something quite natural. So, yeah, a bit of movement downstairs is going to happen. And you won't be the only one that it happens to, so it's probably not something to get too hung up about. Mm. I think the bigger fear for most people is actually getting the clothes off the first time, and sort of what happens after that is, you know, a bit of, who knows what's going to happen, a bit of an adventure, and just, you know, let it happen.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
So to participate in the conversation, you can send us an email onair@joy.org.au or send an SMS 0427 joy 949.
That's right. All, and I just want to give a little shout out to my friends who are listening, especially my lovely girlfriend Liv. She's a cutie. And thanks for listening, guys. We'll be right back. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLB TIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. I'm Carlos. With me here in the studio, Jesse and Jack. We're talking to Ben and Luke about nudism.
But before we continue, we've got exciting messages.
Yeah, how awesome.
Do you want me to read them?
Yeah.
Okay, sure, why not? Well, we've got someone has messaged us saying, we went to Adam last night. It was very social and lots of fun. Took two mates with me from Texas. And cheer to Paul and Matt. Thank you so much for reading in. And we've got one more. Would you like to read that out?
Yeah, sure. The second one, hey Joy, I want to know if Luke and Ben are naked right now.
Oh, well, wouldn't you want to know?
That's a surprise.
You to find out.
And that's going to say, what happens in the studio stays in the studio.
But they only said Ben and Luke. They didn't know whether we were naked.
Well, do you want to get naked, John?
No, but aren't they curious about us as well on a nude discussion topic?
You just want attention. Well, look, Ben, based in your experience, do you think when you have no clothes on, that might be perceived as an invitation on help yourself, basically?
It can be. So we spread the word at Adam. We've got three messages. We speak about consent, safety and respect, but also having a good time. So the idea is, simply because you're naked, it's not an invitation to help yourself, or simply because someone else is naked, it's not an invitation to help yourself to go and touch and not to stare overtly and make someone feel uncomfortable. If someone likes the look of you and, you know, maybe wants to take the next step further, you'll get a message, a fairly clear message about whether that should happen or not, but assume that they don't. So yeah, don't help yourself is a pretty key message. And that's true of all naturist and nude events, mainly, unless they are specifically geared for sex.
How would you handle the situation if someone actually approaches you inappropriately?
It's more likely going to be someone that is a first-timer, so perhaps they just don't understand that it's not appropriate to do that.
Yeah.
Look, it's normally just a smile, a conversation, touch of the hand, you know, just it's really not appropriate.
Yeah.
So in general, at nudist events, does sex happen or do you anticipate sex to happen?
Yes, and at non-nude events too, so it's no different to
that's
any
true.
Other
that's
events.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah.
But for instance, Nude Man Fest, they're having three events this year. The next one's coming up at November, 26th to 30 November. That happens out on a farm in Tatong, 3 hours' drive from Melbourne. There'll be about 150 guys that turn up for that, and it's over 3-4 days. It'd be very unusual if in that sort of setting in the sun, the restrictions of being in the middle of nowhere, no restrictions, being in the middle of nowhere with no clothes on, probably having a few drinks, be very unusual if sex didn't happen. But it's not a sex event, and it doesn't happen in front of everyone normally. It would be fairly discreet if it's happening either at somewhere like Nude Man Fest or at our event at Adam. We've got a specific area that takes you out of the social area to go and play if you choose to do that.
Now, you've mentioned the event called Adam, and some of our listeners have been there. Can you explain what Adam actually is all about?
It's a social event for people that like to hang out, or for guys that like to hang out nude. It happens twice a week on Monday and Tuesday. We were having a chat earlier. We decided as a concept we'd give it a go in the middle of winter on a Monday, Tuesday night. We thought, look, if there is genuinely a regular community that would like to hang out, like you might do at your local pub naked, then we'll soon learn if they're willing to come out in the middle of winter on a Monday night.
And where would you go to find Adam?
Adam's held at Circuit in Fitzroy.
Smith Street.
In Smith Street.
Right. Yeah. I know, I think part of me is a little bit jealous, or not jealous.
You're always getting jealous, Jess.
I am. It's so fair. Sometimes like, I would love to be a gay man, but it's kind of like, for example, whether it's a nudist party for heterosexuals or a sex party for heterosexuals, it's almost, I mean, it obviously does happen and it's, you know, very common here, but I personally would feel a little bit of a power imbalance if I went to a sex club as a female in a heterosexual environment. And I think that I admire the fact that you guys can actually have this community and do that, you know, with less restrictions, I think, than it would be as a heterosexual female.
I think after many, many years of hanging out nude with guys, it is something I've certainly take a little for granted. Mm. And we are pretty lucky, I think, that, you know, the liberalism that especially the guys have. I mean, we were talking about doing an Adam and Eve event, which would be a mixed event. We talked to the guys that regularly come to Adam, weren't particularly interested in it. We had a chat with the girls, would you be interested in coming? Not so sure. We're floating the idea of a mixed event, and I think it'll happen. Bit of a carnival theme, and you know, potentially wear a mask or do some body painting so that you can remove yourself perhaps from the confrontation of being nude for the first time, or in a mixed group if you're uncomfortable with that. But the guys, they have it pretty good, and there are a number, I mean, our event competes with a number of other events, and competes probably the wrong word, coexists very easily with a number of nude events that happen around Melbourne, mostly social groups as well, but unfortunately most of them are geared towards guys.
Yeah, so there you go, Adam, as we were listening, it is basically a social night. Yes, sex does happen. And the Sam Project have been partnering with you guys and, you know, supporting in any kind of way that we can. Now, what in terms of being ready for sex to happen at Adam, what provisions have you been offering, basically?
Well, we have lots of condom and lube. Mm. Thank you, Sam.
And, that's us.
And That's all behind a curtain, if you like. So we've got a lot of safe sex messages, and we provide for safe sex. So we try, if guys choose to have sex, then we want it to be as comfortable and natural as possible, I guess, so that you're not sort of scrabbling to find something and it's happening behind a closed door or, you know, a dark area out the back somewhere. We try and cater for guys that want to have sex and provide, you know, all the necessaries to make sure it's done safely there.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys. You guys must be very interesting, because I've had so many messages from my friends saying they're listening. So I just want to say thanks for listening, guys. I love you all. You know who you are.
The Glamour Headsharks Women Swimmers will be hosting swim sessions on most Saturdays throughout the summer. So grab some togs, your goggles and join in the fun. Hosted at a variety of pools around Melbourne, starting at the Fitzroy Pool on Saturday, November 14, so you don't have much time. For more information, head to glamourheads.org. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well, 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 and you're listening to Joy 94.9. My name is Jessie, in the studio with my co-host Carlos and Jack, and guests Ben and Luke.
Now, Ben, if someone wants to actually go for the first time to Adam and they have a lot of questions, is there someone they can talk to before they even go to the event?
There is. We have, it's really a placeholder page, www.adammelbourne. So you can contact us that way with questions. We have a Facebook page as well, simply called Adam, or I think the address is Wicked Adam Melbourne. We get posts on the site and private messages just about some of the things we've been talking about here. You know, simple things like, well, what happens when I get there? Where do I put my clothes? So yeah, feel free to contact us before. But the real the best thing that we do is we've got volunteers at Adam. So someone that's coming along, perhaps by themselves for the first time and they're feeling a bit nervous, we'll meet you out the front, we'll walk you in, we'll introduce you around. Very, very social group. So if you sort of want to sit by yourself and watch and take things very slowly, you can do that. If you'd like to immediately meet people, we'll help you meet people, introduce you around to guys. A friend, Joel, posted before he came for the first time, and we got chatting. We basically escorted him and introduced him round on his first time. He's now a regular. Luke, the first time that you were there, we sort of had a bit of a chat and introduced you around, although you were making friends pretty fast from what I remember.
But yeah, you're just sociable.
Yeah. And you can also reach out on Instagram.
Oh, not anymore.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, no. Oh.
Bare bottoms apparently aren't permitted on Instagram,
oh,
and
really?
We've been removed.
Oh,
we do
no.
have a Tumblr site, though.
So we're going to have to have Bare the Bottom join Free the Nipple.
This is it. Raise your hands and shout.
Exactly.
Bare bottoms.
Let it all hang out. Mm.
Now, before
Instagram.
We continue the conversation, there's a lot of messages coming in.
Oh, that's so good. Many.
One from Lawrence. Loving the discussion about nudism. I'm naked, doing work, and listening to the show.
Go, Lawrence. Thank you for letting us know. That's pretty exciting. Next message. Hi, lived in Munich for 18 years, back in Melbourne for about 3 years now. How prude are we? Certainly got used to, I can't even pronounce that, Freikorperkultur.
Free body culture.
Oh, there you go. And seeing nakedness down at the river that flows through the city, imagine that down on the Yarra, on the large city parks, or the botanical gardens. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Peter.
The Joy presenters never get naked. It will be great if they finally do. I know Ben and Luke will, of course, they can. That's
We're
Lawrence.
Not stopping them, so stay tuned for the pictures, guys. Yep, and another one from Lawrence. Good to hear Ben mention.
Lawrence is busy.
Nude Man Fest. I wonder if it's the same Lawrence, hey? I've been a few times and it's a fantastic festival. So there's a lot of great workshops and events, hiking and swimming. And so loving the talk today. Thank you very much.
Okay, look, Ben and Luke, thanks so much for joining us today and lifting the lid on all things Adam and about nudism and naturism. It's been great.
Thanks,
it's been
guys.
An absolute pleasure.
Before we go, just one more brief reminder of how people can contact Adam. You mentioned your site.
So adam.melbourne is our website. If you search Facebook for Wicked Adam Melbourne, you'll find us. You can also email us at eden@adam.melbourne or even ben@adam.melbourne. And
perfect.
We'd be happy to take your questions.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for joining us, guys.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and we've only got a few minutes left. We've finally drawn an end to our lovely show today, but it was really great, and we had some fascinating people on earlier. We had Ben and Luke, and it was very lovely to have them as guests in the show. We did take a picture, so if you want to stay tuned and see that one on our
we
Facebook,
did.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
I was the photographer, so could have been.
That's right.
I had to join in.
You did.
I couldn't help myself.
Couldn't help himself.
I know.
Good on you, Carlos.
Yeah, but you can check it out. It's on Well, Well, Well on Facebook.
Indeed.
It's already up there.
So in the last month, we've been doing a number of forums and information sessions around the town in regards to PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylaxis. There's been a lot of conversation about that recently amongst the community. And there's an amazing website that some community team members have put up together, and we really want to share that with you.
We do indeed. And the group is called PrEP Access Now. You can find them on Facebook on their website at www.prepaccessnow.com.au.
Yep, that's PrEP with one P, so P-R-E-P, accessnow.com.au.
And time has flown.
It really
again,
has.
Yet again.
This has been another week of Well, Well, Well here in Joy 94.9.
Indeed.
We will be back next Tuesday.
I think we will. It is a public holiday, so stay tuned.
Are we back next Tuesday?
We most likely will be running a show, a pre-record possibly, but we're going to see. So stay tuned, guys. It is my birthday next week too.
Oh, my God.
All the more reason to have it off, Jess.
Awesome.
Exactly. So there's a good excuse.
Until next time, this is Carlos,
Jack,
with Jesse, and Jack.
And thank you again to Ben and Luke
talking
about Adam and nudism and naturism.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you soon. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.